Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are again listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Okay, let us go ahead and continue this week with a critical need for spiritual discernment within the body of Christ. Now, please notice I did not say the church. And why? Well, in Christendom, most, if not all, Christians consider the word church to mean a denomination or a building to hold a service in. But no, a place to hold a service in is called a building or a structure. In John 16, 17, and 18, Jesus told Peter, you know, blessed, and that word blessed there is just happy, art thou Simon Barjona. Now, notice Simon Barjona was not Peter's name, but Simon Barjona means old man of the flesh. Jesus continues, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but thy Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, not Peter, as some denominations believe, but the revelation that Peter had in verse 16, which was, thou, talking about Jesus, art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that I will build my church. And that word church there is ecclesias, Strong's in the Greek 1577, and that means assembly or a congregation, a called out group of people. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church is not a building or a denomination or an organization, but it is the people. My friend, you and I, we are the church, not some denomination or religious organization. Christ is building us as we are the house of the Lord. In Psalms 127:1, Solomon writes, except the Lord build the house, and that's us, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waiteth but in vain. Well, guess what? The word house and city here both refer to a group of people called out by God for a specific work. My friend, never buy into the lie about the church, have it be a Baptist church or Pentecostal or Catholic, Methodist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, you name it. Oh no, you and I, we are the church, and God is building us into a holy temple for his inhabitation. As strange as it may seem, God desires not to inhabit heaven or the heavens that he created. Oh no, God desires to inhabit you and I, us. He is building us by the Spirit into a holy temple. In Ephesians 2, 21 and 22, Paul writes, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. In whom, that's us, ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Now, my friend, I cannot explain it, but God desires to live in us as his eternal abode, as his eternal habitation. This is why we must be able to spiritually discern things in our life. God will not dwell in a dirty temple. Oh no, God dwells in those who have a desire for holiness. God dwells in those who have a desire for a pure heart and clean hands. You know, the Bible teaches that things always grow up to be what they are. Always. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. But reaping is always directly related to what is being sowed. If you plant tomatoes, you do not get blueberries. Now, spiritually speaking, this can certainly change, of course, upon our repentance if we sin. But unfortunately, repentance is becoming more and more rare as taught as a necessity today. Yet the point is, you will never solve real problems, spiritual problems in Christ and in truth, by sweeping them under the rug. There is a time to let love cover if possible. But there's also other times when love is not to cover, but is to be exposed and dealt with in Christ. In 1 Peter 4 and 8, we read Brother Peter and tremendous verse here. It says, above all things, have fervent charity or love among yourselves, for love or charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Now, whose love is Peter talking about? Most certainly, Peter is not talking about God's love, because God's love through the person of Jesus Christ did not cover but took away sins. We read in John 1:29, the next day John, that would be John the Baptist, sees Jesus coming unto him and says, "Behold," or "stop, look, and listen, the Lamb of God, he who takes away the sins of the world." And of course, John was talking about, you know, the forthcoming possibility of having our sins forgiven if we accept that free gift of salvation that Jesus offers. And out from that, though, sin is still in the world. And that's why I like the Greek version of John 1:29. It says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes upon himself the sins of the world." Did you get that, my friend? That takes upon himself the sins of the world. And that is more in line with what Jesus did on the cross. And in his holiness, he endured the shame and died for you and I. So Peter was talking about covering sin, not taking away sin. Then whose love was Peter talking about? You got it, that's right. Yours and mine. Our love. Our love, the love that we have allowed God to develop in us, is to whelm up in us and cover our heart and our ears against the sins that our brothers and our sisters and even our enemies have done against us. So if God has not been able to develop love in us, then we will have nothing to defend ourselves with spiritually. All we can do, and this is what happens, you see, every day, is attack the attacker. So this principle is very important. And the more spiritual discernment we have, the more we shall be able to move correctly before God and man. We will see how God sees. Wow, remember, that is the definition of spiritual discernment, to see as God sees. Now there is the other side, though, that we must look at to bring a balance to this. Yes, our love is to cover those sins done against us, but there are times when these sins are exposed so that God can deal with some of our character flaws, some areas of our lack of integrity, some areas where we have just downright missed it. We most often do not like these times, I promise you, I know I don't, of God's dealing and judgments, but they are critical to our spiritual development. I often call these times making places in God. Wow, making places in God, where he can make us into the person, to the woman and the man that he desires for us to be. The place that he wants us to be. Wow. By giving us, not by giving us something or some power to fix our old man up. Oh no, that's not true. God wants to kill our flesh. But he gives us, his son, Jesus Christ. No, this happens when Christ is formed in us. Let me say that again. When Christ is formed in us. In Hebrews, you can check that out in Hebrews 4:19. In Luke 15:11, Luke 15:11-32, the story what many call the prodigal son, but the Bible doesn't call it the prodigal son. But in verse 12, the son he said these words. He said, give me this and give me my possessions and I'm going to leave. Wow. Today, this is what the church says. Give me power and, give me authority so I can change and do all of these things. Well, that would never happen if you don't have Christ. But after the dealings and judgments of God in the young son's life, in verse 19, the son is saying, make me. Wow. Make me. The son has learned. He has learned those lessons. And now the son is saying, not give me, give me, give me. But he's saying, make me, make me, make me. And that's what God is looking for in our life. So he works in our life till we can say, stop asking, give me, give me, give me this and give me that. But make me in those making places the man and the woman that I need to be. This has been David Stoller from Beholding His Glory, trusting you have a tremendous week and that you're enjoying this. And I will be talking to you next week as we continue looking at the critical, and I mean critical, need for spiritual discernment within the body of Christ. it is the lack of spiritual discernment is killing the body of Christ. Amen. God bless. Next week. Bye.